Welcome back, listeners. Mike Murphy here with another episode of the ABB Solutions Podcast. Do I have a great topic in store for you today? It's on working with the ABB Motor Business, the local district office. If you're brand new to the motor world, or someone that's been working in purchasing motors for years, you're going to really like this episode. I'm thrilled to be speaking with Skylar Litton, Strategic Sales Manager out of our Tulsa, Oklahoma branch. She has around 12 years of experience in the industry, and I've asked her to speak with me about the capabilities of the district office. Skylar, it's so great having you on.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I first wanted to talk about the district office model. Can you share with us what this model looks like?
Sure. So I would say if you need to compare us to something, we are kind of like a local sales unit. We cover multiple motor product groups here out of the district offices, which include NEMA, IEC Metric Motors, Large Motors, and ABB NEMA Motors, which formerly Siemens Low Voltage. We handle OEMs and distributors, and then we do handle some end users directly. Every district office has different customers, but then there are some customers that might have multiple branches or locations. So we might share them just different locations, basically. We handle before, during, and after the sale. So we're quoting availability, we're providing pricing, but we're also providing support in and out of the field. And then we're breaking specifications, providing engineering or technical support, entering orders, and then we're shipping the motors. Then after the sale, you know, we're still here for the support, any technical questions, but we also handle the warranties. So I would say we're a pretty big strength to ABB because we are the direct link to the customers and the end users. We're the boots on the ground, you know, the eyes and the ears. I hear from several customers a lot, very often, that the district offices are really what set us apart from our competitors. You know, our competitors don't have that local district office model. So when you contact a district office, you're going to get a real live person on the other end. So there's not going to be press one for this, press two for that. You're going to get someone just like me on the other end of the phone, ready to help you, or even on the other end of the email. So
that's great. You brought up a lot of different types of product that the district office can support. And I think it's great to know that ABB does have that single source option for customers. Skylar, how many offices do we have servicing the U.S.?
Yeah, so here in the United States, we have 24 warehouses, which consists of 18 district managers. So most district managers have one district office or warehouse, but there are a couple that do have more than one warehouse. They'll have two. And then we are split amongst three regions, north, south, and west.
Okay. I've got an example scenario for you, so let me set the stage. I'm in need of a motor, so I find my district office that's in my location, but what information should I have ready when I call?
The first thing we're going to find out when you call us, we're going to determine if you're within our territory. The second thing, we're going to determine if you already have a distributor that you go through, if you need one, and so forth. And both finding your district office and also a distributor can be found on baldor.abb.com. There's a tab that's find your authorized service center or find your local distributor, and you can just put in your zip code and they'll populate there. But we can also help as well. So we do carefully review each opportunity to determine the best path forward. And really, the more information you can give us, the better. A lot of times customers, they might have a hard time reading a motor nameplate because obviously over time, some motor nameplates tend to experience wear. But you would be really surprised what we are able to decipher off that nameplate that maybe the customer can't. So I always recommend if you have the nameplate, definitely send that, just because if you might not be able to read it, doesn't mean that we can't. And lastly, we can only quote with information we're provided with. We have thousands of motors. So just telling us the horsepower, the RPM, the voltage doesn't tell us the entire story. For example, if you call and you just give us 5 horsepower, 1800 RPM, 460 volt. And then a few days later, we find out that you really needed a Division 1 motor because it's going into a Division 1 environment. We just provided you with a general purpose based off what you gave us. So we need to know that information, especially with hazardous motors.
Okay. I guess that kind of leads me into my next question for you. Are you finding that most people do their research up front, or are they wanting a little bit more of assistance through the, what I'll call the buyer journey?
I think it really depends on the type of the buyer. So OEM, distributor, end user, we are finding that certain types of buyers are, I would say they're less willing to do a lot of research, but then you have other types where they're completely different and they do a ton of research and they provide us with overflow of information, which is great, because I would rather personally have too much information than too little. You will have some buyers that really struggle to get the really important information needed from their teams. And then you'll receive maybe a 200-page specification with no motor data sheet. And so that's really vague. And there could be tons of different ways we can quote those motors. So really everything in between.
Okay. So I've called the district office. I've talked with a very knowledgeable person like yourself. We've identified the motor I need. Can you walk me through the order entry process?
Of course. So we have really, there are two ways that you can process our customer orders. We have tools that make the customer experience more seamless, such as VIP. And VIP is an internet portal where the customer can go in and they can place the order that way. And then we have to review it before releasing it, so it doesn't go straight to the warehouse. So we go in there, make sure, you know, that you're pulling from the correct location. Maybe you accidentally have it pulling from Tampa, but you meant to put pulling from Tulsa, because we do fall alphabetically right behind Tampa listed on the website. So we'll go in there and kind of make some changes like that if it makes sense. And then the other way is to email a PO. So we have to have hard copies nowadays. There's no longer can you call up and say you want to order this motor and on a verbal PO. It doesn't work like that anymore. So, but once the order is entered, the customer will receive an email notification, auto email notification stating that it's entered. If it's a stock motor, the chances are it will go out the same day or the next day. Obviously, it depends on the weight and the time of the day, its place. If it's custom, depends on the type of custom. If it's custom without a spec number already assigned to it, then it will go through engineering. If it's custom with a spec number, it gets scheduled for production. And then we also have our mods. Those go through a mod shop. So we're going to review each order carefully to make sure that everything matches, is clean when entered.
Okay. Skylar, you brought up a couple terms. I just want to make sure I understand these correctly. You brought up custom motors and then you brought up mods. What's the difference between those two?
Mods are stock motors with, I would say, simple modifications like a drip cover or space heater. And we do those mods. We have three locations that do those. Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then we also have two district offices that do modifications, Chicago and Atlanta. So you're just taking the stock motor and you're adding one or two things to it. Customs, a few different reasons why you do customs. A, there's too many modifications for us to send through our mod shop. Customer might need 10 different non-standard adders, and that's just too many for our mod shop. Or there are more complex adders or mods that we can't do in the mod shop. Or sometimes they can just be completely more of a motor redesign, so it has to be custom. And then there's also, I want to mention, we have EMMAs, and these are custom proprietary motors that we keep in stock for OEMs at the district offices. So there are obviously some rules and there are agreements in place, but I would say definitely if you're an OEM that orders a lot of the same motors repeatedly throughout the year, it's worth exploring with your district office. Yeah, if we don't have the inventory locally, we will pull from the closest warehouse with stock. And luckily for the Tulsa district office, we're right down the road from Fort Smith. So we have really two very close locations that we can pull from.
Okay, great. So you kind of alluded to this. District offices aren't just a location you call into. They do have inventory in stock. So it's not like we're having to pull inventory from, say, the plant.
That's correct. Yes, we have stock motors here ready to go. There are six different plants, but we're not keeping the inventory there. The inventory is kept at the warehouses or in Fort Smith. And then, I mean, there's 24 warehouses plus Fort Smith, so there's a good chance that motor is in stock somewhere. And if there's not, there's usually always a stock production order in the works. So having to wait the full production time for a stock motor is pretty slim.
Okay. We talked about there being offices all across the U.S., even in Canada, which is great because different regions have different needs. I'm interested, how might one of these offices promote themselves to their local market?
So we try really to find the best way to communicate with our customers on how we can help solve their problems and really make a difference. globally, nationally, and locally, we have a lot of brand recognition. But at the same time, there's a lot of new people entering new positions in our world every single day. And some of those people, they maybe have never dealt with an industrial electric motor before. So here in Tulsa, our goal is to try and find those types of people and help educate them on what we can do to match their specific needs. If it's something that we can't do, which is very rare, but we'll point them in the right direction, even if it's with a competitor, because at the end of the day, our goal is to provide the best solutions to our customers. And sometimes we're just not able to provide that with our current product offering, but we feel helping them build that trust with them, and they'll lean on us more in the future and when we can provide a solution.
Okay, that's great. Skylar, throughout our conversation, there's just been a term that's been kind of running around in my head. We're in the playoff season with the NFL currently, and the term home field advantage you'll see pop up. I would think that a customer would want a partner or to play with someone that has this home field advantage. I think this is a huge game changer in our industry. It sounds to me like district offices, they're located in your region, in your time zone, and they're offices that know your territory, speak your language. Shoot, they might even have a similar accent. I think that definitely provides a global presence, but with a local feel. So can you talk about what are some of the events that your location offers?
Absolutely. So we do all different types of events. We will do sporting events and have tickets for our major colleges here. And then we also have like a local baseball team and an arena football team. I know there's one district office that they do marketing promotions such as signs at like the hockey rink. And then there's a lot of trainings that we do. We do all sorts of trainings. We have 6 trainings this year in 2024 in Fort Smith. Four of those are the fundamentals of motors, and then 2 of those are the advanced motor trainings. But then outside of Fort Smith, the district offices do trainings daily with their customers, whenever their customers need it or the end users need it. And then when it comes to, we have local and national trade shows as well, and local and national ESA chapters. And then one thing I heard from a district office recently that I thought was really, really awesome, and I hope my district manager is listening and will do this, but they do a zoo day for their customers and their customers' families, which I think is really fun.
Zoo day. I love it. Yeah. You'll have to let me know next time y'all do that. I'm in.
I will.
Skylar, this kind of leads me to my last question for you. We're very proud of our mission statement, and it begins to be the best as determined by our customers. How do district offices set themselves apart and continue to show our customers that we are the right manufacturer to partner with?
Yeah. You know, having the best product just is not enough nowadays. Customers want speed. They want the simplicity, the ease of doing business, to feel cared about. And I think that's really where the district offices come into play. We really aim at earning our customers' trust, you know, more of a partnership. And we can do that by providing great customer experience. As I mentioned earlier, not only before the sell, not only before and during the sell, but after as well. You know, people buy from people, in my opinion, and purchase price is only one of the many factors that go into the true cost of a motor, which leads me to our value formula. And, you know, we really live and breathe by our value formula, but especially at the district offices. And that's quality perceived times service perceived over cost times time. And that's the value perceived. And until recently, I always thought the district offices just really controlled the service aspect of it. Everything else, you know, had to come from the plants and corporate. But I was talking to my district manager, and he was like, well, no, we can control the quality of our information by our responses and how we interact with our customers. And we can control the time by being available when customers need us and getting them the information when they need it. And we can control the service, obviously, but we can control the perceived costs as well. So if our purchase price is higher than the competition, but we outperform them all other aspects of the value formula, then our perceived cost to the customer could actually be better, higher than the competition.
Quality, service, cost, and time. And it's all about that customer perception. That's fantastic. Skylar, I think this is a great place to stop. Thank you so much for talking to me about the district office model. This is actually a conversation I've really been wanting to have. So I appreciate you coming on the ABB Solutions podcast and speaking to me about this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So we're going to have some of these links that we discussed attached to this podcast. But as always, please reach out to your local salesperson in your territory if you've got any questions on motors. I also ask you to keep tuning into the ABB Solutions podcast in your favorite app. Thanks again, everyone, and have a great day.